Got half a million followers watching my every move. That's half a million people who I am familiar to. Got girls on the blog, girls on the WordPress. And if I didn't have them, I would feel like I was worthless. But how can I learn to be a computer? How can
What's up, dingled bitches? Damn it, dingled bitches was good too. Fuck it. This is the Nerd Turd Podcast. And I'm back, like the Chilean miners. No joke, that's like the, I gotta be honest, that's like the third time I've used that joke in like 3 weeks. I need to stop too. My stepsister called me out on it also, but whatever. Too soon, too late. This is the Nerd Turd Podcast. We're gonna start off the podcast the way that I like to, which is helping people. And there's no better way to help people than the fantastic Yahoo Answers service brought to you by Yahoo.com. Yahoo Answers, people ask questions, people answer them, it's stupid. Here's a question from Larry. Need help with naming my little girl. So we want for the first name Sky. Two Y's. So far we came up with Sky. Question mark? So far, there's more. So far, Sky Bennett or Sky Brooklyn? Need a good middle name. Help. Hello. He got his question backwards. He should have started at the end with the hello. I think it's great that you want to name your daughter after a vodka. She will probably be the most popular stripper at your Southern Indiana dive strip joint, but that's okay. She could probably have a great life. Maybe you could call her Bailey's Irish Cream. Or, I'm blanking on liquors. Call her the Kraken. Hey, I got a question from Pretty Girl Swag. Pregnant or period? Answer ASAP, please! Okay, so based on my chartings, my fertile days were April 26th to the 30th, and I ovulated May 1st. Gross. However, my boyfriend and I had sex every day from the 20th to the 30th. We did not have sex on the day of my ovulation. Gross. I knew I was a little extra fertile that day because I spotted blood. Mid-cycle bleeding. Gross. We do have unprotected sex and practice the pullout method. Well, first and foremost, I want to say good job, Pretty Girl Swag. You sound like you are on top of this. Pullout method is always great. Ever since May 1st through May 7th, I was extremely moody and emotional. Had a weird feeling in my stomach, extremely bloated and free. This goes on and on. Mood swings. My bloating is so severe that people asked how I'm gaining so much weight when I go to the gym. What are you? These sentences never end. Well, I'm gonna say no. You're good. Don't worry about it. Just live your life. I've got nothing for you. I'm so sorry. Sugar asks, feeling really sickly after sex. Okay, so me and my fiancé had sex, and when we're finished, I got up off the bed and felt really lightheaded. I even lost my balance and fell into the wall. Your fiancé might be roofing you. You should check for that, but my head is slightly hurting and my stomach is in such pain. It feels as though someone is twisting my insides. I also feel like I need to vomit. My mouth is quite watery. Oh, that's what you need to look at. See, now, I wasn't sure until you said mouth is quite watery, but now I know you have lupus. So, you should go to the doctor for the lupus medicine. Are there any animal? I'm stumbling over this one. Are there any animal lovers in the crowd? Because I don't know the answer to this, but Greaser really wants to know, could I buy fish at PetSmart? Could I buy fish, small sharks, stingrays, exotic fishes, etc. at a PetSmart? Thanks. I have to say, I don't have anything to say to that answer, that question, but there's one answer here, and it's from Melina, who has a fish as her avatar picture. She says, you could, but they don't have any saltwater fish, and their fish are usually in poor condition. Also, they don't know anything about fish. Her sources, experience. Melina knows about some fish. Also, you might have heard that there's someone else here. Wingman in this podcast with me right now is my buddy Nick. Nick, get up on here on the mic real quick, because I think you are going to hit me up with one more Yahoo Answer question.
Okay, Adam. Ashley on Yahoo Answers wants to know, why does my brother lick my anus?
Alright, and that will be the end of the helping get my fucking chair. I'm going to leave that in. I'm unprofessional as shit. That's the end of the Yahoo Answers this week. I can't handle anymore. Nick is making fun of me of the way that I prepare for this show. He's saying that I've got a smirk on my face. Before I started the show, I went out on Twitter, and if you are my friend on Twitter, make sure that you follow nerd_turd and Adam Fedoric on Twitter. You would have seen this. I yelled out and I said, send me something stupid for the podcast, because I really don't have anything to show or talk about. My friend Lindsay sent me a message that said, you should talk about how awesome and super, super useful this site is. And she sent me a link to this site. And right then, I loaded up this site and I realized that she never listened to the Nerd Turd podcast. Or hasn't. There's only been one episode. because you're listening this far, you know that this is a show that's about stupid retardation. And she's trying to send me something that people can actually use. So here, Lindsay, hey guys. Have you heard about this super awesome website? It's really useful and awesome. It's called HackerTyper.net. You can hack and type. It's .net. There you go, Lindsay. I talked about it on the podcast. Hey friends, did you know that May is National Racist Tornado Awareness Month? And also, did you know that the tornadoes are triangles that are upside down because that's just like the Ku Klux Klan's hats that they wear? And that's why that tornadoes are racist. And so you need to make sure that you have your emergency kit ready with a flashlight, a bottle of water, some watermelon, some chicken, and a 40. And you have all that in a bag that you keep somewhere for when the racist tornado comes. And if you don't believe that you're gonna need the chicken in the 40, just ask this gentleman.
What was going through your mind? Eric Hubbard was sitting in a friend's car eating lunch when Friday's tornado came barreling toward them.
It was skinning and it got big going up. Dog, and it hit the ground and kept coming up. I was gonna get the car run in.
I'm sorry, I didn't get a word that he said. I think this has to do with a racist tornado.
I was scared. I ate a hamburger, it took it. And I don't even know where it is.
Oh.
It took your hamburger out of your hand.
See?
I don't know where is it.
Took his fries and his drink. Guys, if he had his racist tornado preparation kit, he would not give a shit about his fries and his drink, because he would have a chicken and a 40. And that's why now at nerdturd.info, we are selling racist tornado preparedness kits, just $59.63. And speaking of nerdturd.info, if you follow me on Twitter today, I put up a new picture of what the new nerdturd is going to look like. I think it's pretty cool, working hard on that. You should follow me on Twitter. You can get me at Adam Fedoric or at nerd_turd. And everyone send mean tweets to the guy who has just nerd turd regular because he's not doing shit with it. I want that one. Can we cyber bully this guy on Twitter? He's not doing anything with it. There's no tweets. I want that one. Underscore is so stupid. It's like having a website that's like .info. like my website. Follow those Twitters. Hey, keep sending me the catchphrases for the end of the show. I need a catchphrase, really sweet catchphrase for the end of the show. And that's going to bring us to the end of the show. It's a short episode, and I'm thinking if I keep them short, I can maybe put out more, and I'd kind of like to be doing a couple a week, keep you guys glued on my turd. That's the end of the show. Thank you guys for listening. Tell your parents, kiss your mom, let your dog listen, subscribe in iTunes. I want to see my analytics graphs go up. It was cool seeing them go up last time. I like it when things move. I'm like a child. Real quick, before the end here, have to say thank you to Zach for sending in this week's ending catchphrase for the Nerd Turd podcast. You can do the same. Send it to my Twitter sheet, y'all. Tell your friends. Spread the word. Thanks for listening. I'm gay.
So if you got a problem, won't you say that shit to my face? But how can I learn to be a computer? How can I learn to be a computer? How can I learn to be a computer? Yeah, like a computer. Oh, be a computer. Yeah, how could I learn to be a computer? Things would be easier if I just was a computer. Love like a computer, act like a computer. Love like a computer, fuck like a computer.
And speaking of nerdturd.info, if you followed me on Twitter, then you're retarded. Because, oh yeah, I know what I wanted to say.
Everyone get up, get ready to get hurt. Dance floor, wipe, wipe and sweat. Pop up your sweatshirt, tight pants, no spring. You're already in the spaceship. How come every time I leave a comment, you erase it?
No, I'm finna die.